U Međugorju je od 4. do 8. kolovoza održan međunarodni molitveni susret mladih. Na ovogodišnjem Mladifestu sudjelovao je i monsignor Everard de Jong, pomoćni biskup biskupije Roermond, vojni biskup u Nizozemskoj i župnik iz Maastrichta. Za vrijeme trajanja Mladifesta ugostili smo ga na našem radiju. On je posvjedočio o svom iskustvu sudjelovanja na Mladifestu na koji je doveo 20 mladih ljudi iz Nizozemske. Govorio je također o svom iskustvu Međugorja, o Gospinim porukama, o poruci mira. Posebno ga se dojmila ispovijed, redovi za ispovijed. Ovaj razgovor sa engleskog na hrvatski prevodit će Vesna Šimić, a za početak smo monsignora Everarda de Jonga upitali da kaže nekoliko riječi o sebi.
I was born in Eindhoven, which is in the Netherlands, the capital of a very famous electronics factory.
Ja sam rođen u Eindhovenu, u Nizozemskoj, centru elektronike.
And I, as a boy of four, wanted to become an electronic engineer.
Kad sam imao 4 godine, želio sam postati električar, odnosno baviti se strujom, elektrikom.
Because I'm fascinated by radios, how they turn invisible waves into audible waves.
Bio sam impresioniran sa radijom, kako te neke nevidljive valove pretvara u zvuk.
And so I went to technical vocational schools.
Išao sam u tehničku školu.
I was raised a Catholic.
Bio sam odgojen kao katolik.
But I lost my faith, although I had to go to church.
Izgubio sam ja svoju vjeru, ali i morao sam ići u crkvu.
So at about 17 years old, I read a book of a Belgian woman who said that she heard Jesus speak in her heart.
Kad sam imao 17 godina, pročitao sam jednu knjigu jedne gospođe iz Belgije kojoj je Isus govorio njenom srcu.
And so I realized when Jesus exists,
da sam shvatio ako Isus postoji,
then it's real, and then I have to live according to that reality.
Dakle, ako Isus živi, ja bi trebao živjeti po njegovim zapovjedima.
So I started praying.
Počeo sam moliti.
Every evening, almost an hour.
Svaku večer, gotovo sat vremena.
But I didn't say anything, anyone.
Ali nisam nikome ništa rekao.
So this was the first part of my conversion. Second part was my vocation to the priesthood.
To je bio prvi dio mog obraćenja, a drugi dio mog obraćenja je moj poziv svećeništva.
I was very interested in paranormal activities and clairvoyancy.
Bio sam zainteresiran za paranormalne aktivnosti.
And then one of the clairvoyant people said that everyone is a little clairvoyant.
I onda su mi tako ovi iz clairvoyanta rekli da svaki ima nešto to u sebi nadnaravno.
And so I tried to listen to my head and body, where do I feel something extraordinary?
Tako da sam nekako slušao i svoj mozak i svoje tijelo i ima li to negdje nešto posebno?
And then I realized that when I thought of something that turned out not to be good, I before had a kind of intuition of unrest, of kind of didn't
tako sam
feel well.
Zaključio da nekad prije nečeg lošeg što bi se dogodilo, prije toga bih ja imao neki nemir u sebi.
So premonition every time.
Kao prema intuiciji nešto bi osjećao.
I was about to do something that I didn't even know that would go wrong.
Znači, prije nego što ću nešto učiniti, prije nego što sam i znao da će to nešto biti loše.
So then I wanted to go to the next school. I was about 17.
Imao sam 17, želio sam ići u sljedeću školu.
And then I felt the same unrest, this premonition.
I opet sam osjetio taj neki nemir.
So I knew that when I would continue with this school, I would become sick because it would not be me that would do it.
Dakle, zaključio sam ako bi nastavio sa tom vrstom školovanja da ne bi to bilo dobro za mene, da bih bio bolestan na neki način.
So I looked around for another education, but every time the same voice told me, not with a voice but with feeling, no, this is not it.
Tražio sam i druge načine ili vrste školovanja, ali svaki put je bio taj neki osjećaj da nije to nešto.
And then the time of the inscription vanished. I had to really choose, so people were pushing me to choose.
I vrijeme mi je nekako isteklo, morao sam više odlučiti, ljudi su me gurali da odlučim.
And since I didn't know, I knelt before my bed and asked Jesus on the cross, what should I do then?
I više nisam znao šta bih i onda sam kleknuo ispred svog kreveta, ispred križa i pitao sam Isuse, što bih ja trebao učiti?
And then in my head, in my brains, yellow letters appeared. Arial letter type.
Dakle, u mojoj glavi, uistinu u mom mozgu se pojavila žuta slova.
With one word.
Jednom riječju.
Priest.
Ta, znači, žuta slova su pisala riječ svećenik.
And then I said, priest? I didn't think about that at all.
Onda sam pomislio svećenik, pa nisam baš o tome uopće razmišljao.
But I felt such a peace and certainty and joy that I knew this is it.
Ali u tom sam trenutku tako osjetio taj neki mir i sigurnost da sam jednostavno znao da je to to.
So I told my mother, she said, okay, you do it.
Rekla sam svojoj majci i ona je rekla, u redu, učini to.
My father was a little disappointed, he wanted me to be an engineer.
Moj otac je bio malo razočaran jer je htio da ja budem inženjer.
And then they said it, told it to my brothers and sisters. And onda, they thought it was, this was the 1st of April, which in Holland is April's Fool's Day.
Oni su, moji roditelji su rekli moji braći i sestrama za ovu moju želju, a to je bio u biti 1. travnja, dakle onaj aprilili.
So I went to the seminary, they saw that I wanted to study very
easily. Otišao sam u sjemenište i tamo su vidjeli da ja želim učiti.
So they sent me 2 years to Rome to study
Poslali
philosophy.
Poslali su me 2 godine u Rim da studiram filozofiju.
And then 3 years in Washington DC to do my doctorate in philosophy, philosophy of science.
I onda su me poslali u Washington DC 3 godine da pripremim doktorat o filozofiji.
And then at that time I met a Father Jesuit who had a talk on Međugorje.
Tada sam susreo svećenike Isusovce koji su govorili o Međugorju.
And I was so much impressed that since that day I fasted on Wednesday and Friday on bread and water.
Ja sam bio toliko impresioniran tom temom da sam uistinu počeo postiti 2 puta tjedno, srijedom i petkom.
No, I returned, I became a professor in the seminary, a philosophy.
Vratio sam se kući, postao sam profesor filozofije u sjemeništu.
Later I became a student chaplain in Maastricht.
Poslije sam bio u Maastrichtu kapelan za studente.
And when I was 40, I became an auxiliary bishop of Roermond.
Sa 40 godina postao sam pomoćni biskup u Nizozemskoj, Roermondu.
And I was responsible for catechesis, education,
odgovoran za kateheze, o edukaciju, mlade.
No, and then, the new bishop came, and then he had no money for the pastoral service. I was head of the pastoral services in the diocese. So I became a pastor.
Postao sam i župnik, preuzeo sam neke župe u nekom trenutku.
This was 2019.
Ovo je 2019.
Just at the beginning of COVID, 2020.
Pred početak COVID-a.
And then a couple of months later I became the army bishop.
I nekoliko mjeseci nakon toga postao sam i vojni biskup.
So, and then the conference, the bishop's conference, I'm responsible also for the prison pastoral care and the hospital pastoral care.
Dakle, pri biskupskoj konferenciji Nizozemske ja sam odgovoran za brigu o duhovnu brigu o zatvorenicima, pacijentima u bolnici.
And then our youth cooperator of the Bishops' Conference, he proposed, after the Nicole Obstadt of the Vatican, to go to Međugorje.
I dakle, i naša koordinatorica za mlade pri biskupskoj konferenciji je nakon toga, evo, nakon Nicole Obstadta u Međugorju predložila da organiziramo hodočašće u Međugorje.
And koliko ste mladih doveli u Međugorje?
Okay, how many young people did you bring to Međugorje?
17 or something like that.
17,
no, so this is the first time, the first time.
Ovo je tek prvi put.
And it was a competition with Rome now.
A, i to je bila nekako konkurencija sa Rimom zapravo, da tako kažem.
Yeah.
Da, so, upravo je završio susret s papom u Rimu u nedjelju i onda je započeo ovaj mladi fest u Međugorju. Je li vam ovo prvi dolazak u Međugorje? Rekli ste mi da se 80-ih u Washingtonu čuli za Međugorje i da ste tada i postili, evo, i srijedom i petkom. Je li to dugo razdoblje bilo bez Međugorje ili ste ipak nekada prije dolazili?
Is this your first time coming to Međugorje? You told us that you met Međugorje in the 80s, that you fasted as well.
Yeah, but I never came till a couple of years ago. I went with some Carmelite sisters who have some cloisters here in Croatia and Bosnia.
Došao sam prvi put prije nekoliko godina sa sestrama Karmelićankama koje imaju neke samostane ovdje u Hrvatskoj i Bosni i Hercegovini.
But that was an empty town. It was somewhere in the springtime and there wasn't really something to do. And now this is in fact a real first time. Yeah.
Dobro, to je bilo nekad u proljeće, jednom posjećivali smo, ali evo sad je već veća aktivnost sada.
Kako je vaše iskustvo, kakav je vaš doživljaj kad vidite ovoliku mladost, ovolike mlade, tisuće mladih na festivalu mladih, kako se vi osjećate?
What is your experience of Međugorje? What is your thought or your experience when you see so many young people, thousands of them in Međugorje being so active and praying? And...
Yeah, I think it's the place for young people that I know with my years of experience in youth pastoral care that is most prayerful.
Da, po mojom iskustvu sa, u radu sa mladima, da, tako festival je nešto najbolje za mlade gdje mogu moliti i družiti se.
Yeah, I've heard already before many stories of conversions, of new prayer groups, evangelization.
Čuo sam i prije puno novim grupama, novim molitvenim skupinama, obraćenjima, evangelizaciji.
And of course it also happens in new movements like Focolare or Emmanuel movement. I know them both.
Ima i novih pokreta, Focolare i tako dalje.
But here there's also more fasting, there's more penance, there's more...
Ovdje ima malo više posta, žrtve.
But also, yeah, it's really a spiritual, prayerful bath.
Ali ovo je nekako duhovna, molitvena kupka.
And of course, somehow, the presence of Mary, who appears every day still... although I, as a bishop, may not say it because there is not yet a judgment.
Dakle, prisutnost Marina, dakle, njena svakodnevna ukazanja, iako ja kao biskup ne bih to još trebao kazati.
But you feel the presence of Mary.
Ali se osjeća prisutnost Marina.
And yesterday I smelled this rose smell.
Juče sam osjećao taj miris ruža.
Bili ste na brdu ukazanja.
Were you, you were also at the apparition hill?
Yes.
Da.
This is my relic.
Da, imam jednu relikviju da otac biskup je pao, dakle, pri silasku s brda, pa ima jednu ozljedu i zavoj i gips na ruci, na desnoj ruci.
So my pink was broken. It's,
da, malo je.
Returning from the hill.
Da.
Yeah. But that's okay.
To je u redu.
The first time I went up to the mountain as well, also the way of the cross, I went up
with the sisters. Penjao sam se na križavac, molili smo put križa.
Yeah. But it's a place of grace.
Ovo je mjesto milosti.
Yeah. And that's what more can you want?
Što više može čovjek željeti.
Upravo tako. Yes. Što vas se najviše dojmilo na Mladi Festu? Bili ste od početka ovdje.
You were here from the beginning of the Youth Festival. What is the thing that made the most impact or the most impression on you?
The depth of the message and the depth of the prayer life of the young people. Of course, we see in the World Youth Days, I've seen bigger masses. I've been to World Youth Days 11 times, so that's a million. It's 50,000, but the intensity is more sensible, and so yeah.
Dubina duhovnosti, dubina molitve. Bio sam, čini mi se, na 11 svjetskih dana mladih. To su tamo tisuće i milioni. Ali ovdje se osjeti intenzitet te duhovnosti i molitve.
And of course also the number of confessions. You know, you have also confessions at the World Youth Days. But here they are in the center of the pastoral care. They're on the field somewhere or you have to look for them, where are they? And here they're just present everywhere. Yeah.
Dakle, ispovjed na svjetskom danu mladih ima ispovjedi, ali nekako je malo sa strane, treba doći do te ispovjedaonice. Dok je ovdje u Međugorju ispovjedaonica točno tu, negdje u centru, znači ispred vas.
And so of course the joy of the young people, and joy is always a good sign.
Radost mladih ljudi, radost je uvijek dobar znak.
Rekli ste da ste poslani od strane biskupske konferencije nakon dokumenta Nihil Obstat da dovedete mlade ovdje. Dakle, sada je sve otvoreno, ništa ne priječi, biskup i svećenici mogu dovoditi mlade u Međugorje. Kako ste vi dočekali evo taj dokument koji odobrava dolaske u Međugorje, naravno pod duhovnim vodstvom biskupa, svećenika, župnika?
Of course, you are here because the Bishop Conference of Netherlands, after the Nihil Obstat document about Međugorje, allowed to organize a pilgrimage to Međugorje. What is your impression now after the Nihil Obstat? And
I think the bishops are always very cautious.
Biskupi su uvijek veoma oprezni.
Secondly, no one is obliged to ever believe any apparition, also when the church recognizes the apparition, even in Lourdes.
Drugo, nikad niko nije obavezan vjerovati u ukazanje, čak i kada crkva to odobri.
But I think you can hardly deny the fruits of Međugorje.
Ali mislim da je teško zanijekati plodove Međugorja.
I know Bishop Schönborn of Austria, he said, I wouldn't have anyone in my seminary when there was no Međugorje.
Biskup austrijski Schönborn je rekao da nema Međugorja, njegova sjemeništa bi bila prazna, ne bi bilo nikoga.
And also in Germany, I had some contacts with groups that regularly went to Međugorje. Great groups that had a real spiritual life because of Međugorje. Yeah.
U kontaktu sam sa mnogim molitvenim skupinama iz Njemačke koje imaju jak duhovni život zahvaljujući Međugorju.
So if you judge the fruits from the tree and you have to judge the tree, then I think the tree is very well.
Dakle, ako ćemo suditi drvo po plodovima, plodovi su veoma dobri, dakle i drvo je onda veoma dobro.
Što biste na kraju poručili mladima i starijima, naravno svima koji slušaju naš program, kad je riječ o Međugorju, možda onima koji nisu nikada bili? Evo, koja je vaša poruka iz Međugorja?
What is your message from Međugorje to the young people, to our listeners and to all those who haven't come yet here?
Just come.
Samo dođite.
No, I think she appears here as Lady of Peace.
Gospa Jode, Gospa Mira.
And peace is not only peace as the absence of war, as the Vatican Council says.
Mir nije samo odsutnost rata.
It's not only the harmony between peoples.
Nije samo skladnost između ljudi.
But in my own experiences, it's more the peace of thinking well, of discernment of spirits.
U mom iskustvu mir je i razočivanje u duhu i mir u sebi.
So when I told you about my own vocation,
kad sam vam rekao o svom pozivu,
I felt unquietness and quietness depending on the way I thought.
Zavisi, dakle, kako sam razmišljao, u nekom trenutku sam osjećao nemir, a u jednom trenutku sam osjećao mir.
And I always compare the head, the brain and the thoughts with a tap.
Dakle, ja uvijek uspoređujem mozak, misli kao sa česmom.
So when you think well,
ako mislite dobro,
your heart is, that's where the living water, the Holy Spirit comes from.
Dakle, onda iz vašeg srca izlazi ta živa voda, Duh Sveti.
And when you think well,
kad mislite dobro,
the water will increase flowing.
Voda će se povećati i izlazit će.
And when you think more selfish or not well, then it will be closed.
Dakle, kada vi mislite samo više na sebe, sebično, onda ta voda ne izlazi, ona se zatvara, vaše srce se zatvara.
And I think when you listen to the messages, and of course the referral to Jesus and the gospel.
Dakle, kad slušate poruke i taj odnos, poziv prema Isusu, prema evanđelju.
You learn to think well.
Naučite razmišljati dobro.
And then to act well.
I da u tome činite dobro.
And then you will get peace in your heart.
I onda imate taj mir u svome srcu.
Which is the beginning of peace in the world.
Što je početak mira u svijetu.
Starting with the family, starting with the country, starting with the whole world.
Počeši sa obiteljima, sa državom, sa svim svijetom.
So we have freedom in our mind.
Imamo slobodu u svome mozgu.
We can go both wrong and right.
Možemo ići i na dobru stranu i na lošu stranu.
But there is a sign in our heart of peace, and that's Ignatius of Loyola with his discernment of spirits. He talks about consolation.
Dakle, ako imamo taj mir u svome srcu, evo preko kako Sveti Ignacije Loyolski govori, možemo razlučivati.
Then you will can feel the peace grow when you do the right things.
Onda osjećate u svome srcu da mir može rasti kada činite prave dobre stvari.
So I think, of course, Mary gives peace.
Naravno, Marija daje mir.
We are weak and we need grace.
Mi smo slabi, trebaju nam milosti.
On the other hand, we can, yeah, if we discern well and the messages, let the messages enter into our heart.
Dakle, ako razlučimo dobro i ako pustimo da poruka dođe u nas,
then there will be peace in our hearts and in our surroundings, wherever we go.
Onda će biti mir u nama, u našem srcu i našem okruženju.
And whatever happens around you, it shouldn't disturb you, because if you stay straight, then the world can turn. But if you are in the Holy Spirit, then it will be okay.
Dakle, i onda što god da se događa oko vas, pa čak i nešto loše, ako vi imate mir, imate Duha Svetoga, to vas neće dirati.
Oče biskupe, prelijepu poruku ste nam za kraj dali, poruku mira koja je toliko bitna, o kojoj Gospa govori svih ovih godina u svojim porukama. Mir, mir i samo mir mora zavladati između Boga i čovjeka, između ljudi. Hvala vam lijepo što ste bili naš gost.
Thank you very much.
Dragi slušatelji, čuli ste razgovor s monsignorom Everardom de Jongom, pomoćnim biskupom biskupije Roermond u Nizozemskoj, vojnim biskupom u Nizozemskoj i župnikom Maastrichta. On je sudjelovao na ovogodišnjem Mladifestu zajedno sa brojnim svećenicima u koncelebraciji. Razgovarali smo s njim o Međugorju, podijelio je svoje iskustvo Mladifesta, ali i svoje iskustvo Međugorja.